Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. It was a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. This is the one of the segments that I take every week to talk about things that are on my mind. And today, as you know, we're celebrating Memorials Day. We're celebrating Veterans Day. I said that twice already. Veterans Day, this is the day after the official Veterans Day, but this is our veterans. This is our day to commemorate veterans, and so that's what I'm going to talk about. And I'll remind you that Veterans Day had its origins in Armistice Day, right? You know probably a little bit about that. And it was, which was first acknowledged by President Wilson in 1919. So Armistice Day, the end of World War One is basically yesterday, 100 years ago. But it was recognized a year from now, 99 years ago, I should say, by President Wilson. The first anniversary of the signing of the Treaty of Versailles took place on the 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month. And Congress made Armistice Day a national holiday in November the 11th, 1938. So 20 years later, they actually made it a national holiday, and it has been ever since. Well, there's a guy named Alvin King, who was a small business owner in Emporia, Kansas, and he had a problem with the name Armistice Day. That bugged him because Al was moved by the death of his nephew, John E. Cooper, who was killed in the Battle of the Bulge during World War II. And he, along with the Emporia Chamber of Commerce, started a movement to rename and redefine Armistice Day as Veterans Day. This was after World War II. So Alvin King's goal was to expand recognition beyond those who served in World War I. See, that was the thing. Up to that point, and this is, of course, again, this is right after World War II, he wanted to expand it to commemorate more than Armistice Day, which was about World War I. And so the idea caught on, and President Eisenhower made Veterans Day official in 1954. Of course, he was the supreme commander, right, of the Allied forces, President Eisenhower, when he was general, five-star General Eisenhower. So that made a big deal to him. It was a big deal to him, but it made a difference to him. And so he did that in 1954. Made Armistice Day, Veterans Day, the official holiday. But who should be recognized on Veterans Day? That's the question I ask. If you're looking for the definition of a military veteran, good luck, a single definition, because there are several variations on that theme since the veteran universe is primarily associated with financial benefits. When the government thinks of a veteran, they think of them as somebody that they may have to support in some way, financially, whether it be health care, whether it be retirement benefits, education, home loans, that kind of thing. When the government thinks of a vet, and they're the ones who had the definition, the ability to write the definition, they thought of it as those benefits. Consequently, government has a lot at stake in the official definition of a veteran. But I think the most common technical definition of a veteran is someone who served on active duty for more than 6 months, typically 2 years. In some places, you'll see somebody who served on active duty for 2 years. That's the benefits part of it, right? But the common definition, you could have served at least 6 months while assigned to a regular Army service unit. Regular Army service unit. That means not a reserve unit. But I think the case should be made for more practical definition. Adam Smith may have provided the first one in 1776 in his excellent book, The Wealth of Nations. Smith described America's Revolutionary Army, all of them volunteers, right? All of them basically reservists. Small business, the Revolutionary Army was, he said, they turned from their primary citizen character into a standing army. Those Minutemen were just private citizens making themselves available to their country. Today, we would classify many of them as small business owners and employees. Finally, in 2016, the government decided that retired members of the reserves and the Guard, after 20 years of service, could refer to themselves as veterans while still not being otherwise eligible for many of the associated veterans benefits. As good news as this is, in my opinion, it doesn't go far enough. For generations, millions of Guard and Reserve members made themselves available to their country for a period of not less than 20 years. For many of them, for a period of less than 20 years. They served 4, 6, 8, 10, 12. I know many, many people. Most of the people I know who were in the Guard and Reserves served multiple years, but did not serve 20, did not retire. And they did it sometimes even during wartime, knowing they might be deployed like John E. Cooper was. He was a reservist who was deployed and gave his life for his country. In that spirit, I offer this more appropriate definition of a veteran, and this is from someone else, from an anonymous author, who said, a veteran, whether active duty, retired, National Guard, or Reserve, is someone who, at one point in their life, wrote a check payable on demand to the United States government, to the United States of America, for up to and to include their life. They wrote a check to the government to be cashed by the government for up to and include the life of the bearer of the check. America has received, held, and cashed this check from millions of members of the Guard and Reserve who prepared themselves in many ways and for many different periods of time to turn from their citizen character to protect their country and defend their fellow citizens. Happy Veterans Day to all who wore the uniform, who all who made themselves available, all who trained, and who knew at any given time their grateful nation could pull them out of their private world and put them on active duty, sending a post in harm's way. Happy Veterans Day to all those veterans. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassinger, and I'll be right back. Doesn't mean that much to me. Take that chance on the future life, just like all.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.